Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Tomorrow's show. We'll be here tomorrow. And you may not remember her name, but remember the volleyball player smashed with a kill shot by a male trans opponent? There's a documentary out now, and the line that she says, "If only my rights had been more important than a man's feelings." Riley Gaines, I think, says that every time she's on somewhere or another, and I think Paula Scanlon says it even more. Now this young woman, her first name's Peyton, she's the one that was severely injured, had to give up sports because of this kill shot. A documentary coming out, New York Post had an exclusive today, and we have her tomorrow, we think, or sometime in the near future. It looks pretty good. And I really want to drill down on this, even though I don't think safety is what I would lead with. I've said this many times in this whole trans thing, although there is that. It's the issue of the robbery, the invasion of women's sports. And what kind of person, what kind of gymnastics do you have to go through? Like a Josh Shapiro, who apparently is competitive in basketball. Love to find out about that. How in the world does he square that? I mean, he's just a political animal. That's how he squares it. And his mind right away goes, well, I'm going to call people like us. These people are just being mean. How mean of you. How just despicable to go after trans children. We're not talking about kids in second grade playing soccer together. We're talking about competitive young women, usually at the high school level and up, who want to compete in whatever their sport is, maybe win a scholarship or at least the thrill of competition. And we don't want to have to deal with people who are mediocre and then decide that they're gender fluid. Or whatever. I don't even want to know what their rationalization is. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm not going to debate that. There is no debate. So yesterday, Josh Hawley, who I'm not a fan of, but John Kennedy I am. This is cut 11. Here is Senator John Kennedy. And thank God, when I spoke one time where he was on the bill, Dan, I didn't have to follow him. I mean, I had to deal at the Dr. Oz event at the NAC with a woman who calls in as a listener, fainting in front of me, and they cut my time. But Kennedy followed me, and I think he used all that and what he was talking about. Here is Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana grilling the NCAA president over the fact that they are exhibiting no leadership in stopping this nonsense.
A transgender woman is a biological male. Is that correct?
Yes.
And a biological male is always going to have a physical and a physiological advantage competing in a collegiate sport against a biological female. Isn't that true?
There's not a lot of research on it, but it's certainly debatable.
You think it's debatable?
I think it's debatable.
You don't think that a biological male has an advantage every time competing against a biological female? Is that your testimony?
No, I think defined the way you defined it, yes, I would agree with you.
So you agree with me?
Yes.
Okay. So why does the NCAA, why do you, your job is to promote fairness in collegiate sports. Why do you support allowing transgender women who are biological males to compete against non-transgender biological females?
Over the course of the past 2 years, five federal court cases involving this question. Let me finish. Five federal judges have all sided with participation as the standard. This is a very...
So you're saying you don't have a choice?
I'm saying that under the current dynamic, there is not clarity on this issue legally.
Well, why don't you exhibit leadership and demonstrate leadership and provide clarity? If you agree with me...
Well, first of all,
the purpose of the NCAA is to promote fair competition. And if you agree with me that in every single instance, a biological male is going to have an unfair advantage over a biological female, then why don't you just say, look, in America you can be whomever you want to be. But in terms of fair competition in a collegiate sport, transgender women who are biological males are not going to be allowed to compete against non-transgender women who are biological female. Boom, done. Why don't you take that position, Charlie?
Because federal courts have already taken the position that they do have the right to compete.
All right. Again, you said there was a lack of clarity here, okay? So which one is it? On and on and on it goes. It is a loser. Talk to all kinds of people that are sharp on this as far as the politics of it. It is a tremendous loser on the other side. And, you know, the more people get upset, that's good. Continue to get upset. We talked with someone, Dan and I, yesterday, who'll be on the show in the near future, about how their focus of this group is going to be school boards on issues like this. All out focus, going after them on this, clarity in 2025. The laws are clear, at least in Pennsylvania. And they do have the power. They just want to muddy the waters in their mind and tell people they don't, like Percocet in the bathrooms and all that stuff. They have the power here. However they want to fudge it. I think that was the point of Kennedy. All right, let me go to Alan in Yardley. Not a male, but one of our candidates as top caller of the year on Talk Radio 1210. Alan, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for taking the call. First, I just want to tell you how flattered I was to be in the expanded 12-person bracket for caller of the year with so many wonderful, wonderful callers.
You deserve
I really
it. Well, you deserve it, Alan. Thank you very much. Yeah. And the expanded 12 was good. I don't know if we go beyond 12, then it starts to be diluted, but 12 it is.
And the excitement of the whole thing just, I think is a testament to you and your staff, you know, Dan, Henry, your way to connect with your listeners. It really kind of showcases that. It's been a lot of fun. But I have to say, the bracket has turned into madness.
Wait a minute. We need another minute-by-minute update here. Dan, what's happening?
First off, Alan, I want to know, who would you have endorsed had you had chance
right.
to prior?
Yes.
In the entire tournament, is there someone that you would have endorsed?
Oh, do I have to say that?
Well, I think
you don't
it might
have to.
Could edge
it's
some
really,
people.
You know, it's so difficult. There's so many great candidates that are great for so many different reasons.
Really playing the fence there.
Yeah, really political answer there.
Yeah. There are too many good ones.
All right. Yeah, no, I get that. So in the final, Dom, we have Scott and Mount Laurel taking on Joe in Columbus, and Dom is close as ever. Scott and Mount Laurel, 52.2% to Joe in Columbus is 47.8%. That's at Dom Ooh. Show 1210. The final's out there right now. And again, those go until Tuesday at 2 p.m. where we'll announce the 2024 Caller of the Year.
All right, and Linda Kearns tomorrow on the rules of this. So, Alan, what's your answer today? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just gonna. What do you have that you'd like to dump into the water?
Oh, on the heels of your, you know, last testimony, DEI ideology, dump it.
Yeah, it's and I'll make this prediction. It's not going to be as hard as we thought. We already see a lot of people reneging on it after the Trump election. Colleges will be where the battleground is. They're going to be tough, but by and large, it's being eradicated.
There are people clinging onto the side of the ship, but just peel their fingers off and dump them in the water.
All right. Thank you. Nicely played.
That's why we had her up there.
Well, wouldn't give us an answer, though, there on the candidate. Good. She could have gone with fellow female Fisher Pine Leslie. Or Robert of Ben Salem, or
you know, I was expecting a Joe Baxton endorsement.
Yeah, exactly. All right, he hasn't called in yet today, but Robert of Bensalem will be here. But first, it is time for...
Oh, man, I'm so invested in this, I don't even have the theme ready. Here it is.
Okay.
Gosh.
Well, let me give you what we're playing for.
Okay. Money Melody.
Sorry about that.
Okay, today we're playing for a $50 Metro Diner gift certificate, perfect for your next holiday gathering. Metro Diner is serving up their heat and serve holiday feast to go with roasted turkey, baked ham, paired with all the fixings that serve a party of 1, 4, or 8. It's a great spot, and it's $50. So, Dan, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom, I've been going back and forth on today's clue, and I'm actually going to settle on my first one. I figured let's get something related to Boston as we're, you know, shipping up to Boston and throwing some tea over the ledge. And Dom, this group really impresses me over and over again. I don't want to give much away besides I think their target audience is a very young demographic, Dom. So take a listen to this cover of a song by a band that hails from, you know what, another clue, Australia. We want to know what the name of this band is here covering Shipping Up to Boston really well, in my opinion. This band, Dom, again, target demographic of pretty young, I'll put out there, hails from Australia. We want to know who it is covering Shipping Up to Boston there. 855-839-1210.
All right, and just push pound 1210. It's a free call, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Get in and get that $50 gift card and more of your calls coming up on Talk Radio 1210.
The Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right. Looking to go to the Metro Diner. Great $50 gift card. Just tell us who's covering this classic song.
Bring the kids. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's try Dan in Fleetwood, and Dan's on Talk Radio 1210. Dan, who's covering that song?
Dropkick Murphys?
No,
they sound like Dropkick.
They do. It sounds pretty accurate, right?
Yeah, it's accurate. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, they're not the OG. They're actually a cover song, and I'll tell you some more information about that.
Exactly. It's a cover song. Joe in Ocean City. Joe, who's covering the song?
I'm out, too. I was going to say Dropkick Murphy. I'm a loser.
Nope. Yeah,
all right.
Sorry.
Thank you, Joe. All right, another clue time.
I think the lead singer here is Captain Feathersword. You might hear some appearances from Wags the Dog and Dorothy the Dinosaur,
give
too.
Give it away, why don't you?
All right, let's try Brian and I don't know. I don't want to go through too many. Let's go Brian and Saturday. Brian, who's covering the song?
Hey, Dom, is it the Wiggles?
All right, nicely played.
There
I'm just
go,
amazed that people have information like that. Brian, $50 gift card. A little bit more of the backstory, Dan.
Yeah, so real quick, that is the Wiggles. They hail from Australia, covering their great album, Re-Wiggle. Check it out. But Dropkick Murphy's version is technically a cover version because the original writer of that was actually Woody Guthrie. His daughter, Nora, invited the guys from Dropkick Murphy's over to check out the archives. And while thumbing through there, Woody had a bunch of songs written. It was about 6 lines. I'm shipping up to Boston. And they took those lines, turned it into the song. So somewhat of a cover song, originally written by Woody Guthrie. Guthrie, Dom.
All righty. 855-839-1210. We'll have that card again tomorrow around the same time and probably Friday. Then we'll have new stuff next week. But jump in right now. Hey, I mentioned this a little while ago. There's going to be a lot of controversy around Robert Kennedy Jr. and what he does. Again, I realize the power Kash Patel could have if he's the FBI director to turn things around. And I don't see in that anything that Patel is going to do, at least as of now, that is going to get me to oppose it. All right? He could do something. I mean, I'm going to call him as I see them, but I don't see it. Kennedy Jr., there's a lot of good here. But President Trump said, and then Kennedy Jr. yesterday said, no, 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 we're not going after the polio vaccine. All right? Because I'm already a bit tired of hearing some of these scolds about the polio vaccine. But something that's going to be really interesting to see how we take the freedom to ingest something and also maybe make it safer. RFK Jr., you know about the raw milk stuff too. I've never had anybody call in and say they're a fan of raw milk per se, but I do know and believe that you should have a right to ingest this, and the Amish farmers, etc. We've seen how that played out in Pennsylvania. So you should have a right to make that decision. There could be some repercussion that could affect everybody coming out of that. But Kennedy Jr. has a guy named Mark McAfee who says he's up for the challenge to allow raw milk consumption, but to do it in a way to set some standard. So it's going to be, to me, this is an interesting approach of freedom, but also trying to come up with a standard and tell people those that meet the standard and those who don't, not pasteurizing it. Then it wouldn't be raw milk. We hope to get them on. And I just find excitement here with RFK Jr., but I'm not going to back down from people that are nutbags and say nutbag thing. I'm not going to be pushed around by saying, well, why can't we question this? You know, depending upon the circumstance. With some, it's like questioning gravity here. You're only questioning it because you've made up your mind on some nutbag theory and you're wedded to it. You're not questioning anything. You're going to nutbaggery. So to me, take it somewhere else, because I don't want to see RFK Jr. And tell me if you agree with this. You realize we're on a roll here. He's going to come roaring in. I want him to be able to win. And the win, as I see it, is stuff like this guy and what I just told you, a way of approaching this. It's also big food. Now, there are going to be these Republicans from agriculture states. You know, you're wondering where does some of this opposition and keep ultra processing in. They're already trying to deep six RFK Jr. They're Republicans, too. They're protecting various things they think he's going to go against, and I'm on Kennedy Jr.'s side on this. But I'd love to hear that. Are we in agreement on that? Or do you say, nah, I want him to go after the polio vaccine? Based on what all of a sudden? Just think of how long this has been around. Let's not, from COVID, where deep reform is necessary, and we see more and more evidence every day. My area of expertise would be education. I see the evidence. I talk about it all the time. What happened to kids here during this with the schools being shut? Kids that some of whom were already mediocre, let's face it, or bad in what they know. It's horrible now. And I don't think big school has had the urgency to make this up. So you're on the side of the angels. People are going to flock to this on the issue of ultra-processing, over-processed foods. We told you the tallow seed oil thing with McDonald's, for example. We had a lot of reaction on that. Go with that. Let's not go fringe here. But you might be on the other side. And I don't understand the purpose, getting your jollies out of it. Isn't this about securing here some wins that might continue even after Trump against some of these entities? I wouldn't say they're poisoning American food, but are making it more difficult for Americans. In other words, you really have to search out, bypass this stuff. And some people either, you know, are busy with so many things, they don't have the wherewithal and money maybe in order to bypass that. Let's go with that. I don't want to hear about fluoride in the beginning, and certainly not polio vaccine. And RFK said he's fine with the polio vaccine. That also indicates that Trump is setting up the guardrails here. Now, that doesn't mean if he takes over, if he gets through, he's not going to have somebody looking at this. Fine. The main course, though, isn't it there? Isn't that enough? Isn't that something existential that has to be corrected? That he really could plow ahead with? You start going off on this, though, and you're going to dislodge a lot of support. You're going to diminish it, and you're not going to achieve a goal. These people are top players, the interest that are ultra-processing. But this raw milk is an example. Yes, I think Americans should have the right to do this. But could you do it where there is not as many risk factors? That's what one of his top lieutenants is talking about. So I'm going to try to see if we can get him on, because hearing that sort of approach, I think, is exactly what would be his legacy. It makes a lot of sense to me. And I'm not going to be the captive of people sending me every nutbag in the world. This is their time to do this. We're not going to be defeated by nutbags. We have the momentum now. And we're going to score, and score big for the American people. Let me go to Gary in Newtown. Gary, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Dom. Hey, Dan. Hi, Henry. So I was going to go, I'm still going to go with it. I was going to ask for a reprieve and go with something different based on listening to Senator McCormick. But I'll go with my original. And I would say, I know that if I went into a store and I stole something that was less than $999, or if I had a gun and it was illegally obtained, I would definitely be in jail. So I'm really tired, and I think the double-sided or double justice system should be thrown overboard.
Oh, yeah. Well, exactly. I have high hopes that we're going to be able to do that. And I also would tell you, Gary, I think Biden's going to pardon a lot more people. He's just waiting for that dump, maybe on Christmas Eve or something like that. That's what he's going to do. And the more he does it, it'll be infuriating. But it helps us to make the case that you're making here.
Thank you, Doc.
Thanks, Gary. Good choice. Yeah, definite choice. I think Pam Bondi's going to do a lot also. Pam Bondi's a perfect combination of provocative but inside the system. Excellent choice for Attorney General. I think she's going to be a star. The one I think is the best suited, though, still I maintain that, with the job is Elise Stefanik. If she can't get 100-0, but they won't do it because they had to vote against, you know, somehow or another, they'll raise some objection. It's like the Hall of Fame. Can't have 100% no matter what. What a bunch of, you know. That ought to be an easy one. But are you with me on RFK? That there are elements here that are layups in the mind of the public. It's just dislodging these people that are benefiting by them. The raw milk thing, I don't know. If we have anybody that's a raw milk fan, I don't know why. Is it taste? Is it health? Is it something? You ought to be able to make that decision. But what I'm saying is, he's got a guy that will offer that while also performance standards around it. Shouldn't we be doing that with all this stuff rather than getting off on people hear the drumbeat of the wild stuff now with Kennedy Jr.? Polio vaccine would be one of them. So 855-839-1210. I'm not going to be lectured to by any of these people, too. I mean, I've had some of these people sending emails and all kinds of things. Stop it already. Doesn't work. No sale. Go somewhere else. We got big fish to fry. Here's the chance of Kennedy Jr. actually doing something. We'll look up 4 years later. We'll go, wow, what a sea change. Americans healthier again. There's a shot at it. Hey, happy holidays to all. It's a perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% off on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health. From essentials like omega-3s, probiotics, cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and more. And the best part, over a dozen health-boosting Rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-LIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. With Rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, and reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com. Do it today. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Let's go to Robert in Bensalem. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys. Did I hear you say Alyssa Farah Griffin mixed up with Liz Cheney, Dom?
No, I did not say that, but that's what's out there.
That she was the middle person?
Now, I don't know if Julie Kelly said that, but yes, it's all over the place, that she was the middle person. It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Me neither. The plot thickens, Tom. Before I get to my side answer, I just wanted to return Scott's graciousness. You know, I hope he wins the contest. I always enjoy his calls. And Earl kind of inspires me to write again. Scott inspires me to remember to be bold when you go out in public and state your mind, and people will respect you for it. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and that
absolutely.
Tied in
like
when he tape. Did that. When he did that appearance on the Phillies game, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, Robert, I'll give you something, though, that the thought I'm telling you as I'm thinking here on the show. I saw Rand Paul, who I'm a big fan of, obliterate Speaker Johnson on this whole thing of this CR approach and saying the dollar is going to be harmed by this. And every time I hear a statement like that, I think of you.
He's absolutely right, man. I'm not sure what Mike Johnson is thinking this close to the transition of power. I don't know why he needs to do something that could be done in 55 days. You know what I mean?
Well, the argument is always going to be, even though I'm on the other side, if I'm with you on this, if they do it, they're going to shut down the government. They still control the Senate. Every time they do that, they win. We don't want to come in without a winning spirit. On
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk says, no, we're going to fight it out, and there's no way we should be doing this. They don't even know what's in it.
Exactly, but I'm saying, what are we going to win by going along with them this close before
right.
Congress? You know what I mean? I mean, I don't see a win here, friend. That's why I'm confused by it.
Well, he's saying we're not going to lose. We won't lose momentum because you won't have the government shut down.
I hear you, but we'll see about this. And I like Mike Johnson, and I have hope for him, but I mean, he needs to buck up a little bit and remember that we're in a war. You know what I'm saying? And you need to fight it and not play along with these clowns.
What is determinant is, let's see if Trump goes on the record saying something. Haven't seen it yet.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't, just because he doesn't want to undermine Johnson before he works with him. But we'll see about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I'm at the risk of, I really hope I'm not stepping on somebody's toes here, but my miscreant brother said his answer was his wife's credit cards, which I thought was really funny. But at any rate, I am going to go with woke corporate boards, and I really long for the day when we can turn them into woke corporate overboards. You know what I mean?
Oh, nicely
played.
You guys
have yourselves a great day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, when he mentioned that with the credit cards, Dan, since I was going to do this tomorrow, but I'll give you the first shot here, and we'll remember it tomorrow. This needs a little bit more time. I told you this thing, this big survey, New York Post, on women talking about what is an ick factor with guys. And they said, thank God, flip-flops. I couldn't agree more. I just can't imagine a guy in flip-flops.
Oh, come on.
I would not date a guy in flip-flops. That's promo material.
Man.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyhow, they also said paying for dinner or paying for something with a debit card. And that, I cannot break down and understand why that versus Robert just said a credit card. Why is a woman turned off if you're paying with a debit card?
Because you're not building credit. It's that simple.
Really?
Yeah. I would think it's a good sign because it shows that you got like money in the bank account, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Women want to see that you're building towards a future or something.
Oh, my God.
So you got to build that credit. Build something up.
So, Henry, you have no debit
credit card.
You have no debit card, right, Henry?
I do have a debit card. I just don't use it.
Oh, you wouldn't use it in front of a woman.
I use credit. Yeah, I always use credit.
Oh,
like I'm always
gosh.
Whipping out the credit card. It gives the impression that I'm, you know, drowning myself in debt.
No,
yes.
That's the points.
Exactly. No, you're drowning yourself in debt. You're trying to say, I'll pay that off when I get to it.
Hey, no, I pay it every month. I'm good. Responsible adult.
Maybe you'll have to produce on dates your credit statement. I mean, we need a woman's opinion on that. What world is it? You know, if I were a woman, I'd say the guy has no cash on him. That's an ick factor. Give me a break.
I carry cash, too. Don't worry.
All right. Good, good. So that's directed toward Dan.
Hey, Dom, can I just also underline some cachet that Robert slipped into his call there about
yes.
Scott and Mount Laurel, who's competing in the Caller of the Year
yes.
contest? So he mentioned the Phillies broadcast, and if
yes.
you're just tuning in this past year, you might not know what he's talking about there, but Scott and Mount Laurel, he's a charity contributor, and occasionally he gets to sit in the booth and do some Phillies
yes.
broadcast. And at one point during the show's history, there was...
I don't care how he does it. I just want to put this out there. I want you to fit in the word antelope. At some point.
This is like an antelope.
Antelope.
And he called John Kruk running like an antelope to third base, right?
Center cut. Gotta expect that to get hit hard at some point.
First pitch to Lopez was a strike. Now, also that year, John, you stole seven bases. Did you know that? And you didn't get caught once. You ran like an antelope.
John Kruk. Thinking, what the hell?
He's so
no, he was still thinking. Yeah, right. I stole. How did John Kruk steal seven bases? Come on.
So if you want to vote for Scott Mount Laurel, who brings the Dom show, and there's another time that we said fit in Dom time, and he's talking about Dom Brown, former outfielder with Kruk, and slipped in. Yeah, at that year it was Dom time, and fantastic stuff from Scott Mount Laurel at Dom Show 1210 to cast your vote for Caller of the Year. Scott is one of the two in our finals against Joe of Columbus.
I interviewed Dom Brown when we used to go down to the state, you know, and I wish you guys were on that trip. Oh my God. The things you had to do when you're in the locker room. I once sat in Raul Abana's chair because I was interviewing Jimmy Rollins or somebody, and I wasn't going to stand there. It was awkward, so I sat down. Oh, man, I thought I was going to be ousted forever. Raul's chair you sat in.
I still see Dom Brown around in town.
Do you?
Yeah. Big dude.
He's got a great first name, but, you know, maybe it would have been better if it were Don Brown. Mystery of that guy. What was it, 22 home runs or something?
Oh, yeah,
crazy
that,
number.
Right. That first half in 2013, he was unbelievable.
Exactly. And then not so much after that.
That season was very reminiscent of the Philly season we just had. Awesome before the All-Star break afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll get a lot more of your calls. It is the lightning round coming up here. Tomorrow we have Sean Spicer on. He's important because he was fired by the Biden administration, kind of a honorary job. And apparently, the courts ruled that you could do that, indicating Trump can do that with a lot of firings that you're going to see. And we'll talk to him about everything else going on in the news. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
And here's the 1-2 pitch. And that's a ball, 2-2. And, you know, so many times in the past we've had prospects coming up, you know, that we thought they were going to be great. Like Dom Brown came up, had a great month, and we're all like, hey, this is going to be Dom time for the next 10 years.
Nicely played, Scott Amell. Oh, boy, we got to get some cuts of Joe at Columbus in there because Dan might be stacking the deck here to the greatness of Scott Amell.
I don't know, man. It's yeah, a lot of history there with Scott, and we got a new caller here in Joe who's got a team behind him. So
Henry's at the controls tomorrow. We'll see where he leans. I'll give the judgment. What's the score in the lightning round at Dom? At Dom Show 1210, the vote for caller of the year.
Yep, 55.9% for Joe of Columbus versus 44.1% for Scott and Mount Laurel.
Joe of Columbus has these mysterious surges.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly typed, and all of a sudden he's ahead
he's
and
using
not looking
bots.
Back.
Is he paying bots?
He's got bots.
Are the Russians? Where's my music? Is Putin involved? Is it China? Is it the Iranians?
Yes. A little late there, Dan.
Is Putin in there? Is Putin involved? Linda Kearns will get to the bottom of this tomorrow. I'm sure she's on it right now. Hey, Lightning Round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. By the way, Elon Musk threatening big-time primaries against those that vote for this bill. And it does have, I'll get into it more tomorrow, congressional raises, more benefit in their health care, snuck into the bill. Don't vote for it, right? We'll see. Let me go to Dave in Levittown. Dave, what's your answer today, Dave? What are you throwing overboard?
Dom, I'm throwing over red light cameras, every single one.
That is very good. You know, that's still one of my all-time things on the show. Red light cameras, big time. Mark in Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Mark, what are you throwing overboard?
I'm throwing over Crocs.
Yeah.
The shoes?
Yo, sure. Yeah, I would too. I think they might be as bad as the flip-flop. It's hard to judge.
So there's a
one.
Reason they call it flip-flop. You're either going to flip or you're going to flop you wearing them.
Okay.
It used to be, Dan, in the summer at the station, women wearing them in the flip-floppery on the rug all day long.
You know, like the clicking of the sandal hitting the back of the heel?
High heels, you can do any noise you want. That's fine. That's a nice sound. Earl of Tacony. Earl, what's yours today?
Real quick, I said I wasn't going to endorse, but I feel almost compelled now. I'm a huge fan of reciprocity, and I'm going to go with Joe of Columbus. I mean, he called me the second coming of Weird Al Yankovic. Granted, I've never played the accordion, but my mother did. So I'm going to be throwing my weight behind him.
Now, is that antagonism left over last year? Scott of Mount Laurel was right there on your coattails. I spy that, a little reciprocity.
Scott's boot on my neck the entire time. But nothing personal against Scott. Nothing personal against anyone. But I still taste blood from the bloody nose. So
available anywhere albums are found. Well, anywhere podcasts are found. Earl Tacony's The White Christmas album. Go find it. Behind us, you hear what is this Krasner World playing? But some great tracks on there. Earl, thank you again for the great Christmas album. You can find that online and at Dom Show 1210, along with our caller of the year contest.
Absolutely, we got to play more of that tomorrow, Henry. Yeah, let's work that more of that in. Earl, what's your answer today?
My answer is lagging tech. I just spent an hour sitting on the side of the road trying to print up a document, and I get not responding. And the fact that the cell phone companies and the computer companies go and slow down your technology to force you to buy new technology when there's nothing wrong with it. You don't have to grease your phone. You don't have gears inside the computer that need to be replaced because the teeth break off. They just do it to tick you off. And that's what I want to throw overboard, the lagging tech.
Yeah. All right. By the way, Dan and Fleetwood, guys, if you could take a number, I'd like to get him on tomorrow. Loves raw milk. I want to talk about that. I'm serious.
I'll talk to him.
Yeah, talk to him. Put him on tomorrow.
Yeah, we need more time for that kind of call.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant. Drew of Upper Darby and I are going to go to war on this answer. He can't be serious. Drew, what are you throwing overboard?
Hey Dom, if I'm the captain of a ship and if I see fruitcake on that manifest, that's the first thing getting jettisoned, man. Because you know what, Tom? There's fruitcakes that have been hanging around for 10 years. They just get re-gifted after re-gifted after re-gifted, man.
The fruitcake never gets old. I ate a 50-year-old piece of fruitcake.
Why?
And I'm here, and it did nothing to me. And RFK Jr.'s on my side. Free the fruitcake. Thank you, Drew, very much. Let's put that on the agenda tomorrow, too. Fruitcake eating.
Yeah?
Okay. Dan, you go first. Henry may be getting that number of Dan of Fleetwood.
I'm going to do the brown-nosing answer of voting for myself, me. Mike in Philadelphia said Dan overboard because he chooses not to carry around cash. And he's
that was a great answer.
Cash, yeah.
Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, I got to go with Joe in Westchester with the robocalls answer. I mean, I got so many robocalls at one point that I just don't want to answer the phone anymore, even if it's an unknown number. I don't want to do it because I'm afraid I'm just going to get scammed or try to get scammed.
All right. We're going to take that one, Henry. We're going to put that in.
In
Joe of Westchester on that. A bit of an upset. All right. Dan, we'll be doing the morning show the next couple days, right?
Yes, a morning show. I'll be on with Dawn as well, and I'll be on with you for about an hour tomorrow. But Friday, it's all you and Henry, Dom.
All righty. So all that is happening. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. That's the way to go. And tomorrow we got Sean Spicer and Linda Kearns and others. Full shows every day. The only day I'm off is New Year's Day. So I hope you'll be with us. And vote at DomShow1210 for the caller of the year. Rich Cioli next to your Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.